Hello, hello. Welcome to Squabbles of the Soil, Season 4, a podcast produced in collaboration with MTSU Collegiate FFA Chapter and directed by students of the MTSU Debate and Discussions in Agriculture class. The opinions stated on this podcast are not affiliated with MTSU. The dirt of the day here consists of controversial agricultural topics. Let's come down to earth.
I am an animal science major at Middle Tennessee State University. So today's topic is going to be about cow-calf separation. And in my previous work with this type of topic in the agriculture field, I've mainly seen this with the dairy cows at Middle Tennessee State University. And we are going to jump in a little further with that with our guest speakers today. We're going to talk about it with the beef and the dairy cattle. It's not just going to be one set. So let's jump on in. Alright, let's welcome Mr. Charles from the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association. He's going to be our first guest speaker of the day.
Charles Horde. Mm-hmm. I'm the Executive Vice President with the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association.
Perfect. So I've got a couple questions for you. Let's start with, what exactly is cow-calf separation?
Yeah, so I'm going to start out talking about on the beef cattle side. I think we'll get into dairy maybe a little bit later on down the line. But, mm-hmm. Normally, beef cattle producers will separate a calf from its mother, anywhere from 6 to 10 months of age. There are different kind of methods of separation for doing this, but mm-hmm. the basic reasoning behind it is that it allows the mother to redirect some of the nutrients that it's given to its calf by milk back to itself, really to help maintain its own body condition and health. Mm-hmm. This is especially important if the cow is rebred and is going to be calving again soon, because it allows it to kind of recover and get in a little bit stronger shape before it has its next calf, and then it allows it to, provide those nutrients to its next calf and allows it to sell or to excel. And, and there are factors and other conditions that sometimes come into play in terms of when a farmer may wean a calf. They may do it earlier if there's a drought or other factors that are kind of limiting the resources available to the cow. They mm-hmm. may pull it off earlier, or if maybe there's really good resources and pastures and forages, they may do it a little bit later to let the calf stay on its mother a little bit longer.
Okay. And then what about on the dairy side of that? Do you think there's a big difference in it?
There is. Dairy cattle are managed differently from beef cattle. Mm-hmm. Where beef cattle will spend the majority of their life probably in a pasture somewhere with a calf next to it. Dairy are a little bit more intensively managed. They're usually in smaller fields or in pens where they're, closely monitored and with rations that they eat out of bucks and things like that. So mm-hmm. Normally a dairy producer will pull a calf from a cow maybe after just a few days or a week, just because, dairy calves don't do well in those conditions. They can get stepped on. They can get, injured when on accident by other cows that are obviously a lot bigger than it is going to bucks and whatnot when it's laying down. So there's different reasons for a dairy producer to maybe separate the calf from its cow at an earlier age then. But it really comes down to some of the same issues. It allows the farmer to kind of monitor the calf a little bit closer and treat it in any health conditions. It allows it to get it on a feed ration and get used to eating different food and intakes, gets its stomach to adjust mm-hmm. a little bit earlier. They're still on some kind of replacement milk, feed when they're that young, but it's still a process where the animals are, a little bit, in a safer and cleaner environment, so there's not as much mud or muck or manure around or flies around, mm-hmm. If they were still, trying to stay with their mother in a dairy-type environment.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, what is your opinion on the cow-calf separation?
Yeah, well, it certainly can be stressful on mm-hmm. both the cow and the calf. Mm-hmm. And, that's where farmers really have to manage it and think about the best way to do it. And, I mentioned there are some different techniques that farmers use to kind of do that, to maybe minimize the stress on the cow and the calf. There's something called fence line weaning, where basically you're pulling the calves off the cows so they're not nursing the cows anymore, which, mm-hmm. Like I said, allows the cow to recover and provide some of those resources to its own body condition. But they're still able to be close to it, have that nose-to-nose contact that they like to have. And that can be a way that kind of minimizes the stress on the cow and the calf. There's also something called nose weaners or nose guards, I guess, mm-hmm. or something you can put in the calf's nose where it will keep them from actually being able to nurse their mothers, but they're able to stay with them and, close to them, and they kind of feel maybe a little safer or more comfortable in that. And then sometimes, a farmer will just kind of put them in a barn where maybe they can hear each other and know their mothers are somewhere close by, but not actually be in direct contact with them. And really, regardless of which type of weaning you do, after a day or two or maybe 3 days is normally kind of when it takes. Mm-hmm. After about 3 days, the calf has kind of figured out their situation and how to drink, how to find feed, mm-hmm. how to get by without the mother. And the mothers are kind of feeling a little more, normal as well, and they kind of go back. They're herd animals. They like to be with their herd. So, mm-hmm. Really just after a few days, the cows kind of tend to go back to their herds and their regular grazing, and the calf kind of find, how they can get their own feed and water and really excel, when they're around other calves their own size. That's really a situation where they do well and can excel, and the farmer can keep a little bit closer eye on them as well.
Okay. Let's see. So you did talk about sick calves and taking them away and fixing that up real quick. Is there appropriate time to take them away from the cow when they are sick?
Yeah, I would say there are different circumstances involved with that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, in a beef situation, they probably will stay with their mothers a lot longer. Mm-hmm. The only time you may separate them is if they're struggling in some way, like the cows will want to get back with their herd mates and graze with them fairly quickly. And then if a calf is not able to keep up or is not able to, stay with their mother, that may be a situation where the farmer needs to do something to separate it and treat it, give it vaccines or antibiotics or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's also situations where maybe the calf's been injured by it. Unfortunately, cows will sometimes step on calves when they're, grazing around a round bell or things like that. So that may be a situation where, a calf needs to be removed and treated in that manner. So there are certainly times, when you'll pull a calf that's sick off its mother just because, they're hard to catch out in a field. And if you have them mm-hmm. confined in an area, you can treat them and get follow-up treatments and things like that to make sure they heal up.
Okay.
And, we mentioned a little bit of the, environment, whether it's a dairy or even in a beef operation where they're in a field with a lot of manure and flies and things like that. Sometimes it's in the best interest of the calf to go ahead and pull it off, or you can maybe put it in a cleaner environment and make sure it's not getting, any kind of infections or viruses and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you did say beef and dairy have a different kind of approach to separating from calf from cow.
Right.
In the beef industry, let's say there's a calf that is nursing and the mom is not wanting to nurse anymore or not let the calf nurse anymore. And in the cow-calf separation, we see it more of like weaning. But with the situation of the mother does not want it to nurse anymore, would you still separate in that form or let it still be in the herd and nurse on another mom?
I think it kind of depends on the situation and the producer. There are, unfortunately, it happens with mothers sometimes for whatever reason. A lot of times, especially if they're a first-time mom,
mm-hmm.
it seems like they don't really know what to do and they don't want to let the calf nurse it, and they'll kick it away and whatnot. And the farmer will need to do something in that situation, especially if it's a younger calf, to mm-hmm. make sure it's getting the nutrients. So a lot of the times they'll go ahead and pull it, and, that's what you call a bottle calf, and they're a lot of work for a farmer because you've got to feed them, multiple times a day to keep them healthy and whatnot. So mm-hmm. That's the approach some farmers will take. I know some farmers will actually keep a Jersey cow or a nurse cow, on hand just for that situation. The cow that they know will let other calves, not their own, mm-hmm. nurse it. And in that situation, they can put that calf in with that cow. And there are some calves that, you know, you kind of realize once they're out in the field that they're pretty sneaky, and they figure out they can, you know, go up to another cow when maybe she's nursing her own calf and, mm-hmm. and suck on another nipple, or they just kind of find times when the cow is distracted and nurse it, and you know, that can sometimes happen as well. I wouldn't count on that always as a mm-hmm. strategy, but, you know, it does work out that way sometimes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then do you have beef or dairy cows?
So I grew up on a farm with both. We had a dairy, okay. And we had beef cows as well. We've since closed the dairy, but mm-hmm. still raise beef cows.
Mm-hmm. So what's your opinion growing up and working with them to today's point of view?
Yeah, you know, it was a little different, I guess, on our farm in terms of the way we did the dairy, especially. It wasn't as much a confined operation as a lot of them are now and intensively managed. They were mostly out on pasture. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we weren't as efficient as they are now in terms of the rations and the way they're able to really maximize production and things like that. So, you know, it's changed. It's going to continue to evolve, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
Probably into larger dairies and, you know, higher production per cow and things like that. So, you know, I kind of hate it because we used to have a lot of dairies in Tennessee, and mm-hmm. now they're closing down quickly. But, you know, at the same token, you know, we are getting more efficient in the way we're doing things, and it's good for the consumers in terms of their, you know, what we're able to do in an efficient manner. We're able to produce our milk and with limited resources. So that's mm-hmm. kind of the sign of the times, and I sometimes wish we could go back, but that's not going to happen.
Yes. and then final question. So after you've separated the calf, and you've done your checkups and everything, when they're first born, do you do any checks after separating the calf?
Yes. So, you know, a lot of producers will do it differently, but mm-hmm. kind of the way we've done it on our farm is when we separate them, we keep them, the calves, in a smaller field,
mm-hmm.
Where we can kind of keep a closer eye on them, watch their feed intake. You know, we're out there at least once a day, usually multiple times a day, kind of making sure they're eating and
mm-hmm.
adjusting to that new situation. And then once they've been out there for a couple of weeks, you know, by that time, if nothing's happened, they're pretty good. You know, their stomachs mm-hmm. have adjusted to the new diet. They've gotten used to, you know, being around the other calves and away from their mothers. And so, you know, after a couple of weeks, they're usually pretty safe to go. But in that time period, in that first couple of weeks, is when you might have one get sick or you might have one struggle to adjust. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why we keep them close by and we can watch them and we can give any kind of special attention they need, you know, to make sure they're making that adjustment.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well, that is all my questions. Thank you, Mr. Charles, for meeting with me and talking about this.
Yes, ma'am. It's been my pleasure.
Charles over at Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, and let's switch on over to talking with Miss Michaela Hickman at Bove Tech in Wisconsin.
Kayla Hickman. I work for Bove Tech, which is a division of CMEX. I'm a lab technician for embryology.
All right. And do you do mostly beef or dairy?
We do both.
Both. Okay. All right. So we've got six questions here. The first one is, what is cow-calf separation?
When you take the calf away from its mom.
Okay. If you were to explain that to somebody that has no idea what it means, how would you explain that?
From a dairy or a beef standpoint?
Dairy.
I would explain that we take them away as soon as, technically when the calf dries,
mm-hmm.
Well, you would want to if you see it in time or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the likelihood that she's going to lay on it, depending on where the cow is, if it's not in a pen by herself, if there's other cows, if there's a bull in a dry cow lot, she could get stepped on, the baby could, mom could do it, and there's a lot of bacteria depending on where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's in a dry area, but even then, the umbilical cord hasn't been dipped in iodine, it's not been touched, so, and they're super susceptible to any kind of disease as soon as they fall out until they're like 1 to 2 weeks old, I think.
Okay. So,
just to be clean and safe.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And what is your opinion on cow-calf separation? Good, bad, unsure?
I think it depends. Mostly, I think it's good, especially in the dairy industry, because there's a likelihood of, first of all, she needs to get milked, and that's primarily what your source of income is. If you do have dairy cows, there mm-hmm. are nurse cows, but that's usually just for orphans or for bulls, especially for heifers. That's where the money is. So you're going to want to separate them so you can watch that baby and mm-hmm. watch the mom, because mm-hmm. if mom gets ketosis, mom gets sick, besides accidental laying, she could fall on her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier to separate so you can watch them both separately.
Yeah.
And so you can adequately take care of them both.
Okay. Is there a safe way to separate cow and calf, like in an open field?
A safe way.
Mm-hmm. So like you're not getting trampled, the calf isn't getting trampled, mom's not getting hurt.
Definitely more than one person, mm-hmm. if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Just one to watch mom,
mm-hmm.
And the rest of the cows, just to be aware so that you can grab it.
Yeah.
and that's, sorry. And that's another person to help you pick it up if it's heavy, if it's a big bull calf, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just someone else to watch your back, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't imprint as big as beef do, but they still are dangerous when they want to be.
Yeah. So even if you have this cow and you've raised her from calf to now and you completely trust her, would you still want to have an extra person there?
Yes, especially if it's her first calf.
Okay.
Because maternal instincts change them.
Mm-hmm.
No different than like a dog or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's their first one, they're going to want to protect it. Mm-hmm. And whether you're their best friend or not, their hormones are going to influence that.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha. So when you are going to pick up a calf that has just been born, and you can tell automatically like they're sick, or there's something wrong, do you want to take it away? Like, is it appropriate to take away that sick calf from the cow, or would you leave it with mom for like a day or two?
I think definitely take it from mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could get IVs in it if something like that, because she's going to be protecting it. If I start poking it, trying to give it something, trying to treat it,
mm-hmm.
she's going to think I'm hurting it. It's going to let out a beller. It's not going to be safe for either of the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, so definitely. And because if she's already sick, then who knows what she's getting from the ground. Yeah. If she could give it to mom, mom could be carrying something else.
Mm-hmm.
Just safe and better to get her into a clean environment as quick as we can.
Gotcha. And on the sick note, is there a certain checkup that you do when finding that calf within like 2 hours of it being born? Like necessary checks, anything like that?
Usually make sure the first thing is to make sure that it's breathing right.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times old farmers used to pick them up and swing them.
Mm-hmm.
So that, everything from the sack from mom doesn't get sucked into their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when it pops, it doesn't pop around their head, it pops somewhere else, and they ingest that and it gets in their lungs, they can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it chokes them and they die.
Okay.
So definitely that, and then their umbilical cord, see what it looks like, treat it right away, make sure mm-hmm. it gets iodine sprayed, and then just overall look at it. Does it look sick? Does it look like it's missing something? Is it missing hair? Has it got three legs?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. And final question. Is beef and dairy calf separation the same?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is there a major difference? Obviously, one's beef and one's dairy, but is there a major difference when coming to the calf separation along those lines?
For safety, definitely, mm-hmm. because beef cows are more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Naturally, beef stay with their mom because it's okay. Mm-hmm. They don't produce as much milk as the dairy cow does. Mm-hmm. They're going to give enough for that baby, and just enough. Mm-hmm. And also, calves grow better when they're on milk longer.
Okay.
So, not to say that, like, dairy makes too much milk for us to just have her baby on her. She would need 3-4. It depends on what kind of breed she is, how much she makes, mm-hmm. as far as milk goes. So I think there's a major difference for that because they do grow better on mom's milk if mom can make a low enough amount just for them. Mm-hmm. And beef aren't handled as much. Yeah. So you want to have as least amount of handling as you can, let them still be gentle, but still do their thing. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So when we were talking about first of how to separate the calf from the cow safely, we talked about them being, you see them born, they're dry. Is there a certain age that they can stay away from mom? Or do they just stay with mom for the time they are, never go back to mom, they get raised on a bottle, or anything different along those lines?
I think 9 times out of 10 with dairy, when you take them from mom, mm-hmm. they're going to be away from mom until either she's dry and the calf is now like a young heifer and they happen to be in the same pen or they lactate together eventually. Mm-hmm. The only reason that we would put them back together is if for some reason something health-wise in mm-hmm. her udder was wrong. She wasn't making enough milk. She only makes enough for the baby. Mm-hmm. You know, why are we spending extra money to put milk replacer in this baby when mom's not making enough milk to be milked? Mm-hmm. She's got enough to feed her, mm-hmm. or she's got a high somatic cell, like that elevation of white blood cell counts. Like, it gets so high that, you know, human consumption's worried and milk plants don't like that, then we're going to say, hey, this is a nurse cow. Let's put baby back on her, maybe give her a couple more.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that is all of the questions. Is there anything you think that we haven't covered?
I don't think so.
Cool. All right. Well, that is it. Thank you for calling with me.
Not a problem.
Hey, we are all done today. We're going to wrap it up here with our episode. First of all, I just want to say thank you for taking your time out of the day and listening to me and my guest speakers talk about the separation with cow and calf. I hope y'all have an amazing day. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Squabbles of the Soil. We hope you've enjoyed digging deep into the pressing issues facing our agricultural world. Keep listening and find out who you are rooting for.